170 years ago, six German vine dressers and their families braved the six-month voyage to New South Wales to work in the vineyards and winery of William MacArthur. Researching her family history led Julie Watt to discover her links to one of these original six vine dressers, Johann Justus, which inspired her to organise a reunion of several hundred other descendants of the original six. Julie, you mentioned that the huts built for the original six are long gone, but there's still some historic treasures to see.
One of the things I have been able to see is the cellars here under the house, and that was quite intriguing because they're quite short, and I don't know whether they walked in, stooped over, or whether they were just naturally short, but I'm pretty short, and I've had to sort of think, oh gosh, this is a bit duck the old head bit. And also, since then, I found out about these German wine vats up in the paddock up here. They're just fantastic to see. They're so big. In fact, apparently a cow had fallen in there some years ago and there was a skeleton in there. So that just goes to show how big they are.
A large group of us from the original six reunion have just made the walk up from Camden Park House. It was less than a kilometre, and now I'm standing in a paddock on the farm that smells of horse manure, and there's old gum trees. Also, there's a pile of refuse here of olive trees that have been cut out to let us look at what I think's the most important site here today, which is the old wine vats and the wine room, which the MacArthurs built probably in about the 1840s.
Alan Robinson has made a study of what we can work out about what we're looking at here, so I'd invite Alan Robinson, who's my co-archivist here at Camden Park, to tell you what he's been able to work out and what he thinks about what we're looking at here today. Thank you, Alan.
Thanks very much, John.
Now, my right hand is pointing over towards the Nepean River. Now, the main vineyard of 22 acres was down on the banks of the Nepean River. And it was actually an 1840s map showing various homes down there, most likely the area where the wine dressers lived, close to their work. Now, there was a road that came up through here. It's no longer in existence, but where I'm standing, when you come up here, you'll be able to see portions of the road. It's flat. You can see the embankment. Now, also, where I have my foot, you'll see where there was a bottom plate of a building that once stood here. This was most likely what we called the wine house. And this was where they would have decanted the wine into large 400-gallon oak casks.
Now, this is like a Christmas present for me. All of the history work that I do comes down to also looking at this sort of site and imagining the German vine dressers who would have also been involved in the wine making working around this site, and William MacArthur coming here and inspecting his wine and tasting it before he sent it off for sale, first in Sydney, other places in Australia, and eventually off to the London market.
Finding out that Johann Justus and these Germans came out so early in the history of Australia was pretty amazing. To think they came out 6 months before the famous South Australian Germans did was pretty good too. And then another thing is they brought over the first Riesling grape with them. And that was Johann Stein, being the leader of the group, actually apparently brought it out. And MacArthur established here at Camden Park, and it just makes you feel a little bit more, you know, special, thinking, oh, well, my third great-grandfather, you know, had such an important role in this story.